Okay, so it's 6:46, so I think we better get started. We'll say the start with the praises to the 21 Tars and the green sheets. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorns Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, swift heroic, I find lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, dear words, turban lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright blazes splendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born and hand adorning, the effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown, O Tata Goddess, action, triumph without limit. Relied on my conqueror's children, have me reach every perfection. Homage, filling with Tatare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ane Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses are signed up with yakshas. Homage, with their triumph sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all, and homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with ritual mudra. Lightweight masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Nerva laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with their hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments most shining. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreaths ablaze, by Kion dending fire abiding. Marcef left and joy surround you, truths of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. We sit home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by the sanctity shakes the sphere worlds, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand the hammer moon of devil-like form, with my spoken Tara and pay, totally dispelling poison, homage you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts, homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with white heart out into Tare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisa Sosa Spirit Yaksha, Sin Race Corpus Supreme today. Peace, praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Then if you'll flip to the first base sheet, let's read, accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So it's when, as soon as Geshe-la arrives, we'll chant the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, which is on page 22 in the silver book or page 7 in the booklet. And then after we do that, then we'll say the short mandala offering, which is on the back of that first base sheet, the request to turn the wheel of Dharma, which I'll lead, and then Geshe-la will start chanting the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, which is on the front side of the base sheet at the bottom. And so while we're waiting, we can chant the Hayagriva mantra for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's healthy, long, healthy, happy life. If you don't... Oh, in the textbook? We're on the mindfulness of death, the beginning of that chapter. Yeah, and he gave us some homework. And it was, let's see. This is the whole thing. What was the difference between Sutrayana and Vajrayana? The types of Tantra? And let's see. So I have the answers here. I can't remember the question. Let's see. Do you remember any of what the other questions were? Yoga with signs. Oh, yeah, yoga with signs. What the yoga with signs was. So that has to do with Sutrayana and Vajrayana also. I think he answered it. He said he explained it last time because what it was the Tantra with, let's see, I think I have it here. Refers to the yoga with signs, refers to the practitioner meditating on oneself arising as the deity, but without a clear understanding of emptiness. And if the generation of oneself as the deity is conjoined with a clear understanding of emptiness, but not a direct realization of emptiness as yet, then it's called the yoga without signs. Further, during the yoga without signs, the practitioner and the deity yoga meditated upon are in oneness. There is no perception of any separateness between the meditator and the deity. And that's from the FPMT Losang Drapa Center website, word for word. Because you certainly can't believe anything I say. Okay, so we finished that previous section, the three types of persons, meaning, for the three types of scopes. And so we're going to maybe, I don't know if you'll review some of that, and then we'll go into mindfulness of death, of death. So, okay, so maybe we should, this time, we can do some Hayagriva mantras. If you don't know, I think there might be some in the bin. It's Sri Benza Kroda Hayagriva Hulu Hulu Humpe. Okay, so let's say seven of these out loud and then we can do the rest to ourselves. And then when, if we try to remember how many we've done, we can post it on the website. Hri benzo kroda haya griva hulu hulu humpe. 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 You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the Hundredeva's joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Garma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion. I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. And the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. So if you'll please turn the page and look at the bottom of page 26, the five long prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. That's page 13 in the booklet. Excuse me. So let's recite 20 of these to ourselves, and on the 21st one we'll chant them together out loud.
Gone.
깊이 듣겐 성가봐 로상잡해 샬라소아레. So if you please turn the page to, I think it's 34. In the book, 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second dedication stanza. In all my lives through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now do the short monologue. Saji Perki Shushin Metong Tam Ridam Linshi Nite Gyanpari Sangye Shinju Nite Mua Ido Kunanda Shinla Che Parsho Hidam Guru Rata Mandala Kamiriya Tayami Chedan Saki Chanam La Chan Chupar Dudani Kapsuchi Taki Chen Yanki Peser Nam Ki Dola Benche Sangye Duparsho Chedan Saki Chanam La Chan Chupar Dudani Kapsuchi Taki Chen Yanki Peser Nam Ki Dola Benche Sangye Duparsho Chedan Saki Chanam La Chan Chupar Dudani Kapsuchi Taki Chen Yanki Peser Nam Ki Dola Benche Sangye Duparsho.
Good evening. Oh, yeah. Very, very good. Very good. So, did you enjoy when there were in his teachings? He's going to come back here 1 month, do retreat, every day. Every single day, no break. So did I read this question? What is the meaning of the sleeping yoga mantra? Wednesday night class. Sleeping, the meaning of the sleeping yoga mantra is less thought. Less thought. Oh, this is just, I'm not sure how it gets here. It gets into the Lamrim. It's in the Lamrim book. It's been hiding here. Beginning of page. So, and, So I'm not going to guess. There's no good to guess. So next Wednesday, I promise, next Wednesday. So it's been probably sitting here a long time. I promise next Wednesday. Next, I promise. Okay, next Wednesday. If I'm alive, then I'll just explain. Next Wednesday. So today, now we are, formally beginning of the small scope. Okay, formally we are studying the small scope. So now, so far, what we learned, this book is about like 98 page. It's all been studied, 98 page out of 800 page. So beginning, you know, this is like the life story or biography of the Lama who wrote this book. Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this book now 650 years ago. So in the beginning of the book, you know, the biography of Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, the author of the reason behind that, putting the author's biography is to inspire us. Okay, so their life story is kind of the like instructions for the people who follow his footsteps. So it become for them. It's become like instructions, critical instructions, how to, you know, put Dharma into practice. So that's that. So then after that, the qualifications. I'm just. This short review, qualification of teachers, you know. Yeah, you heard, I heard many times, you know, very, very important, it calls, from the, in Lamrim language, it's called like the root of the path. So that's very, very important to study, to have some knowledge, you know, how that somebody become your root of the path. So then what kind of a qualification that person should possess in order to, you know, I said to become root of all the realization that you are going to be, you know, develop eventually. So that's the second one. That's, you know, this like brief review. Traditionally, you are supposed to review every class 3 times. Review, so make sure that there's, you know, this is all for meditations. So Lamrim is for meditations. You know, so you just, you know, like, you know, meditate on Lamrim. So that's how you. Slowly, how you actualize the path within your mind stream. So, so then after that, you know, so then there are also qualifications regarding to the listeners, you know. So, so also important to know. So, when we study that part, so we have to analyze whether I possess this qualification or not. If you don't possess this qualification, then we have to walk, you know, extra hard to try to have those, you know, qualifications. So among those qualifications, one of the most important ones is like unbiased attitude. When it's come down on Buddha Dharma, when it's come down on Gelugpa traditions, so, you know, you have to be unbiased. That means to respect regardless of all the other traditions. So that's that. So then, what's after that? Precious human life? Huh? What is after that? Precious human life? This all comes as a preliminary. So most important to remember is the biography of the authors, then, you know, like the qualification of the teachers. Then once you understand the qualification of the teachers, more likely you'll find the right person, the right teacher. So then it's not going to be like blind leading blind, you know. So if you, now the road is changed to Kadama Center here. Yeah, so if you're a driver, don't know how to... Oh, person you are riding with, don't know how to get here. So you end up going round like that. So that's like, you know, yeah, so needs to understand the path. Mm-hmm. So then precious human life. So then, you know, like meditations. So then the brief explanation about how to develop bodhicitta, brief explanation. But the details will come in the great scope. So this is the book. So that has potentials to tame our mind, you know, make our life easier, happier, less complicated. Because it helps you to understand there has to have foundations to have love, loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. Has to have foundations, you know. So it means you have to have knowledge. Why, you know, why? So then little books helps you to understand everything very clearly, very clearly. So really, really happy to explain this book. So, and I will read from here, okay? So this kind of brief, like as a review, so far what we covered. So now, the base on this book has been taught 650 years ago. You know, person who's living his life fully, you know, with everything that he's taught in this book. You know, he lives that, you know, his life with that, and also to remember to inspire ourselves. Somebody who did like. I think 20 million or something, some kind of prostrations. And so, it's, you know, so we have to have willpower to bear, you know, you sit there, you know, after 5 minutes, you come tired, not want to meditate, you know. So then that's that you know, this, what is that? That's like lack of willpower to bear, you know, hardship when it comes down to meditations, when it comes down to practice, anything, you know, so that we don't have any willpower or courage to bear hardship. And the Lama Zhabha Rinpoche wrote whole books. Rinpoche wrote whole books about that, you know. and that's like means no pain, no gain. That's what he's saying here, no pain, no gain, no. So we need to know. Sometimes when your physical body gets spoiled, mind gets spoiled, then, you know, then you lose this willpower to, you know, to bear hardship. So for sake of greater happiness, being attached to a small portion of happiness, then what is the downside of that? Downside of this, then you lose bigger portion of happiness. So we discussed many times, you know, here almost 14 years, you know. So like as not to hold on certain things, you know, to learn how to let it go. Easy to say, very easy to say, but that's not easy to do when it's come to practical level. You have to have knowledge, you know, to you know, to be flexible, not be uptight with, you know, like oneself, you know. So being flexible, these are all good. This will help. This will, you know, ease so much problem in our life. It will ease so much problems. So that takes time. You know, we learn slowly, you know, to learn. So this book has, you know, everything here. So from beginning to end, it is, you know, like, that's called Lamrim, stages of the path. It leads step by step. So what we discover, so our life that we have is so precious. No, so precious. So now here, that's not good enough, you know. So first you have to understand the life that you have is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. So that's what we discover reading this Lamrim from 1 page to 98 page. So now, to take base out of it, take essence, Ningbo Lensu, how to take essence out of this precious human life, okay, according to Lamrim. So it begins with like, can you read a little bit from that beginning of that page? No, so, maybe go ahead, let's say 1 second. So this small scope, the section of this teachings begin like this, no? This the point is, we all should know, point is how to take essence out of this life. This life, you know, this is so precious, make sure it doesn't just get slipped through your hand by doing nothing. So that's huge loss. That's like losing like billions of dollars, no? It's nothing. If you lose this life, that's like worse. That's like, that's a huge loss. Huge loss, no? So then how to take essence out of this life? So here, you know, quite a number of people here. So probably, you know, we have, you know, different probably level of understanding of Lamrim. So you please take out of this book what you can, you know, what you can take out of this book. This is all good. So there's a lot of good message, you know. So this begin here, not much emphasized on this life that we have now. This is a little bit difficult, you know, especially here in the West. Means thinking about after this. Then like the method to how to be like explaining the method how to be happier or happy, you know, after this, okay. That's what the jigne chima. Jigten, this just this word, the small word, jigten. It says that when you learn this word, then you realize it's not something permanent, it kind of change, you know, all the time. Jigten. It's like you can say, another way to say, you can say environment where we live in. That's in Tibetan, from Lamrim word, Lamrim, it's called Jigten, means it's something that disintegrates moment by moment. It's not something that you can hold on forever. You know, it's just the word, Jigten Chima. So then, next life, or life after this, Jigten Chima, that's how the small scope begin. So now, having here, like, this life is something, it will automatically, you know, it will automatically become better. Someone who thinks more about life after this. No, so people who are thinking more about doing some kind of preparation, thinking about, you know, life after this, these people probably have no depressions. No, so this life become, how I say, you don't have to think about it. It will just become indirectly. It becomes, you know, better, because next is much longer than this one. This one, you know, so going back in the past doesn't make sense. Just you know, stuck here, it doesn't make sense from my point of view. So if you, you know, better think down the road, you know, down the thing. There's more to come than this one. So means all the past, you know, there's nothing much you can do. But this one is just one. But you know, when you compare, there's many after this. That's why, you know. So it has to make sense. Otherwise, you know, like, so then everything that helps you to think or to develop this, how do you say, the mindset to prepare yourself in the after this. Or once you are preparing that, it has positive impact. This life become not automatically, but you are doing something. It's not automatic, but no, indirectly, there's no huge the positive impact in this life. Okay, so then we see, so like when you look around His Holiness Jagdal Lama Zobo Rinpoche, my teacher, they never seems like they get depressed, but they always seems like kind of happy. They have very happy what they do. What they do is that preparation for next life. Okay. So the reason I'm saying this because that here that you very little you hear, in the college and the university. So you don't hear them. It's okay. Preparation for next people like. You go through elementary school, high school, college. They don't talk about they all everything they talk about pretty much based on this life. Then a lot of stress is generated because the view of life is not very narrow. It's just this. If you can do something, everything about this life is not. There's nothing. So this is very new. That's why I'm trying to explain. So then it began with, maybe did Venerable Rinne leave some kind of meditation on death? This is the topic, that something as a Buddhist that you think about every single day. It's not like, it's too depressed to think about. It's not like, too depressed to think about. It is depressing when you are dying. So thinking about dying is not depressed. If you don't think about dying, when actual death comes, then it could become depressed. So thinking about death is something good. But there's again, there's also something that in the West you don't talk about. So what we need to do, we need to read this very carefully, full mindfulness, and we need to think each word the Lama Tsongkhapa said 650 years ago. For our own happiness. Nothing, Lama Tsongkhapa gained nothing. He's not hoping that he'll sell Lamrim books. This is free copyright. Anybody can produce, anybody can trust them. There's no copy. Nobody's making any money. So, whole this every single word in this Lamrim book has weight, has deep meaning. So, we read and think how my life become much easier, much happier if I think more about after this rather than just focusing everything on this. Something that you do in this life, so for this and for many to come. The first one is Jidin in the Chua. So you need to understand that you are not going to be here forever. If you think that I'm going to be here forever, that's mistaken. That's like misconceptions. That's like, even though that's your own thought, that's mistaken. There's no, it doesn't have good base. So then living with that mindset, and that's like blind leading blind, So that there's no wisdom. There's no wisdom there. So treating every day is your last day. Treating every day is your last day. So what do you think? What do you think? That is something important to think about or not? So now, as a human being, that we have this incredible intelligence. We are not like some certain animals. You repeat this word, then animal eventually learn and just repeat, but not know any meanings. We are not like that. We have this incredible intelligence. So now question is, for myself, for yourself, all same, we need to ask, the broader point of view is the impermanent. It's impermanent. Think about impermanent. You can't let it go. Simply, somebody says so. It's not that easy. You have to understand. You have to have knowledge. Impermanent will help immensely. Help you to let it go. Not to hold on certain things. Lack of knowledge of impermanence, that's why people hold on. Lack of knowledge of karma, people do so many, negative things. So, because whole mindset becomes so narrow, only you see it's like this, that's all. You can't think big, So as I said, when you come down to Lamrim, we have to act like taxis. Texan, everything has to be big, Not necessarily big head, but, mind has to grow. We can't, sit like child. The mind needs to grow, so think bigger. So now here, this is one of the critical points in the small scope, impermanent teachings. So now think, the question is something like that we need to ask ourselves, am I missing something, not thinking about death? There's something that we can avoid, even though we wish, it would be nice if we can avoid, but there's gates. Rich, poor, powerful men, president, the sweepers, everybody has to go through this gate. There's no... very, very famous artist, famous poet, famous writer, famous movie star, powerful, politicians, everybody, when it's come under this gate, same, there's no different. Everybody goes through that. So that's the reality. It's not something you are imagining. So then think about that, think about that. So now the point here, am I missing something, not thinking about death? If it's like, it's too depressed to think about death, so then we need to ask another question, why? Why is too depressed? Too depressed to think about that. Probably thinking about life is more depressed than thinking about death. Death is very short. It's not like months and months, It's very short. Life is compared to death is long, but we are not afraid of thinking about life. We are thinking about something that's very short. So why was that? Why was depressed? Certain deadness, because it opens up your mind. So there's certain, maybe there's some certain like doubt or void or fear. That like pulled back by ignorance, or that could be eliminated. Okay. Chiva temple, so. And also, it's wise to think about, think about after this. If something goes on, last minute, thinking about that, that's too late. It's better to think now, if something goes on. I believe that something goes on. I'm not sure. So because here, people are very, scientific-minded, so need to think. What will, if you want to imagine something, what will that be? If there be something good? Has a cause. So it begins with the drawback of not thinking about death directly, indirectly, not thinking about impermanence. What mistake we make, how we make our life miserable. Not thinking about this, not thinking about impermanence, not thinking about death. Do we make a lot of mistakes that makes our life miserable? So this is the kind of question that we need to ask. Nyimi is the drawback or downside of not thinking about death. So then the benefit of thinking about death. Then how to cultivate that kind of the mindset. then how to meditate on death, actual death. So now, in order to check essence, how we are doing, not depressed. So this the Lama Tsongkhapa taught, you know. So Lama Tsongkhapa, so not yet. Something happened in this life, there's a lot of solutions, right? We have wisdom to figure things out. If that happens to any other form, there's very little you can do. So anyway, so children, so now there are four different types of obstacles in order to take best out of this life or essence out of this precious human life, okay? So the first one, midapala tabajun de shinji loks. Midapala tabajun de shinji loks. No, oh, beautiful. Somebody put it here, this nice, wonderful glass. Look at the color, the shape. Everything's all perfect, you know. So we can exaggerate it, you know. Superimpose. So that's how we bound ourselves, according to Lama Ishi. So, you know, so we tie and tie and tie. There's many of them just. So Dota, you know the bow and arrow, the one that goes out, what do you call that? Arrow. Dota means that's example they use in the text. You know, there's no feather. There's something that you add on, you know, there's no feather, you know, something that you see in the side the feather, that's like something like the example they use in the text. So now thinking about everything, the house, the things that you buy, your friends, your looks, everything. If you think, meaning you start to think, oh, I'm not going to like if there's any change that takes place in those things. So that's like thinking deliberately something that disintegrates moment by moment, what we call impermanent, but you are thinking permanent. That's a mistake. Okay, that's a mistake. So then when it's kind of change, first of all, you have no knowledge to understand why it's changing. So then, you know, a lot of, you know, like I said, so one could make one life miserable or maybe make someone else's life miserable too, to blame. Not done. So that's why they say there's like four obstacles in order to check essence out of this life. So please think very, very carefully. Maybe there's something that we can learn from here to ease our life a little bit, okay? There's like four obstacles. The first obstacle is like thinking about something that's impermanent and thinking about that, you know, to be permanent. As I said, it's not just life. Everything. The weather change, season change. We see the season change, flower grow, springtime, everything grows. Winter time, everything becomes like skeletons. It's not like they're trying to make your life miserable. That's the nature of, that's natural evolutions. It's not like season, oh, now you are having great time, now I'm going to make your life miserable, so I'm going to become like a skeleton. You know, the rose in your garden, so they only blooms in springtime. The certain time they blooms, you know, they just enjoy, then when they, the certain time of the year, they become like a skeleton. You know, there's even, you can't see even one piece of leaf there. Doesn't mean they, rose is not happy with you, that makes you more want to make memories. Is they just change, you know? Just change. So so How much happiness we lose when you see the weeds in your garden? Weeds. So poor wheat, poor wheat. Wheat, you know. So the way they advertise that the chemical that kill wheat, you know, like big man comes, the poor little, when they're sitting there, just a wheat. You know, so. But it's like, this has to be big man, so all this little sound comes with this. The wheat goes like that. You know, so that's all our concept, you know, so why, like, it's green, but, you know, anyway, so this is, you know, like, this is our concept that makes our life, you know, so, and also it hurt. Now, if you have very beautiful yard, grass, if you see someone, you know, your neighbor's the yard is not very good, so then the weeds coming kind of growing a little bit close to you. So then how your happiness lose? This applies to everything, everything, you know. So change, there's something that makes your life, having a knowledge about change makes your life easier, you know. Not having any understanding about change, simply you can let it go, you cannot let it go. You will hold on because you have different perceptions about how things should be, you know, be same, last forever, okay? Mitakbala tabajumba. Mitakba is impermanent, you know, the definition of impermanence is disintegrate, everything just disintegrate moment by moment. So that's the first one we need to tackle in our life. Having this stronger than your perceptions about everything, house to the things that you inherit from your parents, you know, so then the certain kind of toothbrush, certain kind of toothpaste, it's not good enough to any toothbrush, it has to be a certain brand. So I don't mind to drive around store to store just to look for that. So if I couldn't find, how come the company don't make them? No, so then it all goes on and on. It's not like, you know, it's not like certain kind of food, it has to be a certain brand. So this is like, you know, so then change 20 years ago, lifestyle a little bit different, 50 years ago a little bit different, so now it's different, changing, then, you know, becoming so miserable about, you know, change in your life, changing the environment, in the communities, so there's very little you can do. This is all like the concept of, you know, everything should be last, even though we say nothing lasts forever, but we say that. But deep down, we don't believe. We believe something else. Okay. So this is change. That's what it is. Impermanent means change. No. We have to accept change. Not accepting change means either you don't have knowledge of impermanent or you like deliberately, how you say, going against the reality. So, so this is the first one we need to tackle in order to have, say, you know, like becoming flexible, letting, mostly here, I remember people are talking about letting go, letting go, letting go. You have to understand impermanence. You can't let it go if you don't understand change. So that's why this is the first thing that we need to should remember or remind ourselves reading Lama Tsongkhapa books, okay? Tell us how that change, there's like subtle change, the growth change. That's how Lama Tsongkhapa talks about Taranyile. Mitakba chiwala, mitakba chiwala, michi nyambe, namatoba nyambe goes. We will, no. How are you feeling? So please say something. If you are about to feel depressed, so then we meditate. Otherwise, as I mentioned, you know, this every single word is something that, you know, will help our life, how it is, or make it a little bit easier within the, you know, this complicated, like, how you say, like, existence. Tara, the subtle, rapa, growth, Midaba Chiwala, Michinya, the number to a D, number to a Ni, one number goes. So now need to calculate. No, so here, when you do some business, you calculate very precisely, make sure that you make some profit. Otherwise, why you do business? The whole reason of doing business is to make some profit. So when it comes to business, you calculate, you study, you research very carefully, you know, make sure that you don't lose any money. Similar here, so death is inevitable. Inevitable. So now it will happen sooner or later. It's not like, you know, you, whether you like or not like. It happens not just to you, for everybody. Everybody, you know. It's not just small group of people that die, rest of the world they don't die. It's not like that. So there's so now thinking of your, deep down in your mind, oh, I will live forever. That's a mistake. That is a mistake. So then it makes sense, you know, it has a, what's the best way to say, Tamala? What's the best way to say this? No, I mean like, so whole point is this, according to Lam Rim, having this kind of mindset, okay, I'm not going to die. Lama Tsongkhapa said, this is not good, it's not good. If you are thinking in your mind, okay, sometime I will die. So now, this is something that we need to discuss, you know, what is better, having this mindset, one day I will die, or having that other kind of mindset, oh, I will never die. So now the point is happiness in life. So based on that, you choose which one is, you know, which kind of mindset will contribute to your happiness, or which kind of mind will contribute to your suffering. So that's how you calculate. You know, that's how you calculate. So now then, sooner than you learn, oh, maybe there's something important is missing. You're not thinking about that. So what will happen if someone out there, oh, say, I'll never die. Probably it's not that easy. So I don't believe that anybody thinks that they'll never die. I don't think so. People do. Think means people do know somehow they will die. So now that's a little bit different. Okay, here, so we need to really, how is it, discuss. I think everybody knows some point they will be, you know, gone. So everybody has that. Everybody has that. So now this one here, I'm not going to die today. I'm not going to die this week. I'm not going to die then. So then that kind of mindset, that's what is this kind of little more than general. You know? Everybody kind of knows. Does not mean everybody thinks about that every day. You know? But not thinking about that every day, there's one downside. You know? It's not about right or wrong. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. You know? So then, knowing that is not good enough, but needs to think about that. You know? How many times? Once every blue moons, once a blue moons, probably not. So then you think about that. So then how often every day we think about that? So then like that kind of mindset, when it will go away, in the very last minute, you still hope that you are not going to die. Is it helpful or is it not helpful? Or probably it's not helpful because you are about to leave, but you are hanging on something that you cannot hang on. Now it's expiring. Time is running up, but you are still clinging on that. So that's That is no good. That's no good. So now, having knowledge about that is no. I don't believe that anybody thinks they will live forever, unless you are very young. So then, probably you may some one occasionally you may think you'll never die. But but everybody's aware that at some point will die. So that is having that is not good enough according to Lamrim book. So we need to think about that. Need to think about that. So I heard, some people they deliberately choose not to think about that. It's too depressed. So each one of us has responsibility. So according to Lamrim, which has been told 650 years ago, is not good things to have. Not think about that kind of mindset. So how to help them? So that's why I'm asking, what's the best way to put into English language? So now, this kind of mindset, not going to die today, not going to die tomorrow, not going to die today. So what good comes out of that with having this mindset or thinking every day according to Steve Jobs, treat your day as a last day. Every day, treat them as a last day. If you do that, what kind of good things come out of that? So that's how we calculate, okay? That's how we practice. So, Tara Nizhe, Midaba Chiwala, Chiwala Mijinyambe, Namatoba Nimbe, Go Nimbos. That's why, whenever you see, I already said this many times, so probably going to say it again. Whenever, before you stand here, so I'm not really doing it, sometimes I do, most of I can't forget. Not good thing to forget, but no. So when they snap their finger, they are trying to remind themselves, even though you are who sitting on the throne, facing down, you are not free of death. So that really, kind of makes your life more, how is it, aware of things that you do, things that you say, things that you think, it shapes your mindset. It shapes kind of your mindset. No, it's not about, if somebody watching or not watching. It's not about that. Somebody looking at you or not looking at you. It is about, your inner peace. The whether people see or not see, you do things, If people are looking at you, you do more things. It's not about that. So you just do, whether your teachers right here or not. So if your teachers beyond oceans, in my case, my teachers beyond oceans, it's not about your teacher that present or not. So just I say So anyway, Tala Nile Mitaba, that's the first thing that we need to tackle. So now please think about this is what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Then think about based on your knowledge, thinking about treating every day like the last day, or thinking, I'm not going to die today, I'm not going to die tomorrow, that thought will follow till your last breath. I experienced, number of persons in my family who had left this earth. I was there, and the very last minute, people just hold on. The certain people in my life, including a couple of my teachers, I was there, time of death. So they are not holding on anything. They are not holding on anything. They are just ready to go. So they even give you at the last minute, they give you advice. They are not talking about their death. you see different people, Some of them, they really hold very tightly. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing they can do. Other hand, someone there, the last stage of their life, not talking about death, even though it be like a couple of hours, so they even trying to give you advice. So there's a big difference. there's something you need to think about. Okay, here, tell me. Dinya, Pasu, Tar, Chivas, So he said, Lama Tsongkhapa said, someday I will die. That kind of mindset everybody has. You gotta. So let me tell you one story. Some person somehow managed to get, you know, managed to make friend with one spirit. Spirit. So then they have made, they make some deal, you know. So he caught that spirit. So there are certain things that you do in the stream. So you do something, then you manage to catch one of them. So anyway, that person asks you to let it go. So then finally you make them some kind of promise. They say, okay. What I want, the person said, what I want from you is that just let me know when I'm going to die. Let me know. That's all I'm asking for you. So then I will let you go. And they say, okay, that's easy to make promise. I will let you know. Then death comes. It comes, okay, so and so, your neighbor passed away. Then it goes. Says, yeah, there is a ghost here. You know? So the next time comes, oh, so and so, your neighbor's ghost passed away. Then, you know? Then one day he said, oh, you are going to die tomorrow. Then he got so upset. So how come you don't tell me a long time ago? I've been hinting, but you don't pay attention, you know. So like that. Then Tariya Michinyam to Michi Cho Zumani Chikamatu. So that kind of mindset we follow in our last breath. Ti nyimbo yila macha but that got it low tea jibna said it jib low chin teasing within a degree. So now that what is the problem? Why, you know, if I think, you know, so what is the problem if that kind of mindset follow? I don't care if that mindset follows till my last breath. I don't care. What's the problem? So now I'm not sure what you think about what is the problem here. According to Lamrim, they're saying so then, you know, having this like. This kind of mindset, you know. So then, you are doing to take care, like so much energy been. The point is, so much energy been just spent on this life. So much energy was spent. There's nothing, you know. It's no for after this. So much energy spent on this life. According to another text. This life activity is like the ripple of the water. Ripple in the water. It's called winkle of the water. No, which way do you say winkle? Chunye ma. Yeah, winkle.
We say ripple.
Ripple, okay, that's better. Yeah. This life activity is like that ripple in the waters. It comes one after another. It doesn't know. It's according to one text. According to another text, so this life activity is like the beard or mustache. More you cut, more you grow. No, it never ends. It never ends. Never ends. So that means making smart choice. Okay. Another way to say, making smart choice throughout the day, making smart choice. Oh. So this kind of question could raise why is the problems? You know, so I do think I'm not going to die today. I do think if that mindset follow till my last breath, what's the problems? So the problem here. So now based on this, ti nyembo yila majewa teta viloti jibnis. So then you are covered by that kind of mindset, you're kind of like wrapped, your mind, your head is wrapped around, how is it? Wrapped around by this kind of mindset, you know. Then every single day, okay, I need this, I need that, and then never ends, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. What is wrong? What is wrong of doing this? What is wrong? So the question needs to be asked. Here's not a question, I'm just making these questions. Okay, there's no questions, not here. What is wrong? Okay, so I have this mindset, I'm not going to die today, I'm not going to die tomorrow. So I don't see any problem, it just follows my last breath. That's okay. So then that's not okay, according to Lamy, that's not okay, because then what's the downside? Then you just, you know, like, doing things just to how is it? Let me see. No, I need this, I need that, and then, you know, like, like that. So now, what is the problem? Okay, I need this, I need that, I don't see any problem. So much energy has been spent, Even dream, you know, so much energy spent. How much happiness you get out of that? How much happiness? You spend so much energy, you sit so much, you could direct that energy in something else that is your life, this life. Not just that, there will be a lot of, you know, the last minute, there's something that you generate. When you think about that, you feel great. So now, what's wrong? No, I do this, you know, for this life. I do think about, I'm not going to die today, not tomorrow. If that thought follows till my last breath, I don't see any problems. So Lama Zong was, no, that is problem, because then you do things just for this life, you know, so much energy you will spend, okay, I need this, I need that. Also, then then you say, what's wrong with that? So the point is how much you get out of that, how much. What are you hoping to get out of that, doing this thing, that things? What are you hoping? You are probably hoping happiness. Are you more happier? You know, doing those things, are you more happier, you know? Like changing one house to another house, you know, that, you know, are you realize all this? Don't you understand this is like everything that you do is like kind of temporary relief, that you are kind of tricked by that something, you know. So now the question is, how much you get out of that? How much you get? Are your life become more happier? Oh, good news, no? Good news. There's nothing wrong. You just keep doing that. There's nothing wrong. If your life become more complicated, more stressed, more miserable, you know, not happy with that person, which is, you know, not happy with this, you know, then, you know. So see, look around your house. That includes myself too. When I was in monastery, I have very little things. Here, I have quite a bit of things accumulated last 14 years. When you look around, it's not just one, what is this called? A mug. In my house, there's not just one, there's many now, there's many. If you really think, if you make smart choice, like, why you have so many? Huh? I say it again?
So you don't have to keep washing.
So then what happens if you use up all of them? There's a hope. So we hope somebody will do. So they need to think how often that person will do again. It's not going to be easy. No matter either way, it's not going to be easy. So anyway, so that's why it's very important to talk. You know, it's very important to talk. So yeah, they could be right. But you know, so much energy been spent, you know, like, this mug I used to like, so then I went somewhere else, I'd say, it is okay, you know, I'm attached to yellow, red color, yellow color, maroon, like this and this color. Oh, very nice yellow, the mug. I said, oh, I want to get this, you know, I want to get this because it looks very nice. But I already have one, it's not yellow, but you know, whole purpose to drink tea. The yellow doesn't make it taste better. It doesn't add more milk, but somehow this concept, you know, so can I look at, so that means, you know, it's kind of dangerous. No, so then, having there's two mugs, one I don't care, it's just mug, you know, so occasion I use, I don't think about it, one I really love, you know, I cherish that, just, you know, so then when it breaks down, so then whole miserable life starts. So anyway, when you look around, it's really interesting. People in Nepal and India, there, people are going through sufferings, of not having things, suffering. Here, very interesting, I never experienced that. So when I moved from Stephanie's house to my house,
So then you realize, you know, like, how much you collected. It's not joyful. When you go through this, there's no joy in your mind. You know, there's so much, you know, like, oh, should I throw this out? Not, oh, maybe someday it will help. You know, something. So much, you know, so much. So almost every, like basement is filled with stuff. Some of them never been opened, like 20 years ago. They've never been opened, but just sitting there doing no good for anybody. So, you know, as I said, I was, you know, part of that, you know, so. So, you know, it's very interesting, like going through kind of like suffering. Not physical suffering, just overwhelmed, you know, like, why you, like, now when you about to move, it's not easy, you know. So, finish, let's go. That's all I had, you know. There's nothing, you know. So there's there's a monk. You are supposed to know when the bird flies from the rock, there's nothing to left. There's nothing, you know, just your life has to be like that, you know. When you fly, then there's nothing to bring. And when you land, you know, it's not like that. It's like then, kind of like shocked me, like, you know, oh, experiencing this particular sufferings. You are suffering because you have so much. Like, but so much energy, you know, energy here, even though, you know, when you go to store, you have to drive. And nobody going to, you know, pick you up, you know, to drive. Okay, so, oh, you want to go to store? I will volunteer. It's not like that, no. It's cost, money, energy, gas, your times, a lot of things. But each one of them, you know, the best spend my time. So, but the point is here, making smart choice, you know, means thinking about impermanence, it will help us to make smart choice. Oh. So then, that's the Ramazan was saying, the drawback, so much energy been spent on that. So now, if your life become more easier, less complicated, more happier, that's good, but that's not the case. Life become more complicated, you know. So, people, easier you think in your mind, making your life, in the turns out it's being more, you know, it's getting more complicated. So, smart choice, the simple life here, you know, that's what. So I think this is good. What do you think? To discuss something like that, you know, to raise question, what's the problem? No. So now you see, then Lama Tsongkhapa said, oh, there is this problem. So Lama Tsongkhapa said that, then you need to think about that, okay? Having this concept of not going to die today, no one died, and living with that kind of mindset. And what do? You do little, many things. You collect, you know, a lot of things. Didn't dig fish. Then you just spend all your energy just to take care of this life. So, there will be no any, how you say, you will not think about, not think about after this at all. You will not think about after this at all. Chima, Taba, Taba, is this important? But it's not there something in here in the West that people know, you know. So like, say, I'm not sure how to say it well. If you think about, if we think about something after this, there are a lot of benefits. If we just think about, you know, as
just forget about next life. No, this life, say, pretty much average people in the United States probably live 75 years, 80 years, average. Out of that, if you just think today, if you just think today, what's wrong? If you just think today. So that's how it needs to be, how you say, to discuss, you know, when you said next life, it seems too long, but actually it's like one breath. If you breathe out, if you can breathe in, finish, that's next life. It's not that long, no. So anyway, Gebo, so there's one expression saying in Tibetan, Gebo Sakina Sajujimiji. Gebo means experience, you know, persons, experienced persons. Here, when you become old, people say wise. Anyway, Gebo. So here in the West, you know, there's so much emphasis on age, you know. In Asia, nobody cares, nobody, you know, make any big deal of that. Nobody cares, nobody remember the date of birth. Here in the country, there's so much, I say, care about age. Every year precisely reminds you how old you are. Over there, people who don't care, you know, they have nothing to remind them how old they are. Every year, they don't know. Major of the people, they don't celebrate their birthday. So anyway, so now, Gebo Sakina Sajijimishi, you know, means that's like experienced persons who knows how to, who's expert about, I say, food. So that person will have long, if you have small portion of tampa, so if you say, okay, I'm going to eat, you eat all of them, tomorrow there's no food. If you are, I say, if you are smart, you eat a little bit here, a little bit tomorrow, then like that. That's just expression. So anyway, so that means becoming expert, or well-educated about everything, you know, clothes, food, everything, you know, so that the things will, you know, last a little bit longer. Becoming, how you say, educated about your own happiness, the friendship, anything, you know, that things will last a little bit longer. You know? So, do you choose to think 1 month or just to think 1 day? Which one's better? Say you live 80 years, so let's say 80 years. So then preparing for, say, 80 years, then rather than just thinking just 1 day. Out of 80 years, you know, you live 80 years, but you are not really thinking about that, you know. So then here, you know, when like all lot of conversations about, you know, as a, like retirement, in, like what do you call retirement? Yeah. Retirement, like then... Yeah, investing something. This all doesn't. It's not going after this, but you know, you are thinking about future. And people who are doing that, do they consider smart? Yeah, yeah. They are making smart choice. Yeah. The Lamrim point of Lamrim, that smart choice goes a little bit further down. Not just, you know, here, you know, okay, maybe to prepare something that I can play golf in Florida when I retire. It's not like that. People do think about here. It's not like you. And what do you think if somebody will just think about today? Well, so that person not making smart choice, right? Not, you know, so you can say that all kind of way. You can say, oh, not being responsibility, not being responsible, not being smart choice, you know, everything that you have just. So according to Lamy, just it goes a little bit further down. So this is all, you know, in that. But in this case, you know, making investment, retirement, but there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. From Lamrim point of view, making investment, retirement plan, there is guarantee. You know, but that's how. It's hard to prove, but you know, it's that's the big difference. You know? Like, so then, you know, like, so that's to understand, to educate our mind is maybe too far down to think about. You know, what's wrong just thinking of this life? Or living 80 years out of that just thinking 1 week of life, is that smart, making smart choice or not? If that's not, so then, you know, there's no retirement plan in according to Lava Rim goes literally for the dump. So they're supposed to give you peace of mind, right? Oh, I save enough money, I invest here, there, but there's a lot of risk that's involved, you know. But other here, the Lamy investment, there's very little risk involved. That's guaranteed. But here, you know, so you are doing that, the hope that, you know, you will have easy life when you retire, you know, you can live life without worrying about money and then doing this and that, you know. So the same here. It's like, so that's how we should think. How much stress, frustrations grow, you know, thinking about that. And how much stress and but there's no, now we are talking about two different types of retirement here. One from the Western point of view, one from Lamrim point of view. There's two types of retirement. The hope, the both, same goal, to have easier, you know, to have something easy, you know. The one here, from the Western point of view, retirement, a lot of risk involved. Sometimes you just, everything just wipe out. You know, people do something, some kind of mistake out of greed, everything's wiped. Here, no, it's not like that. So that's how we should, you know, educate ourselves, you know, to think. Okay, this every single word has been said here, Lama Tsongkhapa, is worth it to think about. You know, it will make our life, you know, easier, and it will make our mind bigger, you know, than like we think, you know, a little bit, we think about things, you know, differently. You know. So then so here what I'm saying, then you are using up all your energy and you will not think about anything about, you know, just forget about liberation, moksha, enlightenment. There's nothing that you do nothing based on the motivations to, you know, to think about next life. So that's kind of sad, you know, at least when we leave this world, we should not have any regret, no? So that's the last one, last category. The middle one, no fear. The best one is like exactly, knowing exactly. It's almost like going to visit another family members. Not just thought, with confidence. It's not just, oh, that's what's going to happen. It's not guess. You are 100% sure. No, you are 100% sure about next journey. Second level, no fear. Third level, no regret. So that's doing this. No, that should be the result of thinking about impermanent teaching. The result should be like one of them. At least no regret. No, so ready to go. Then it. So okay, now time passed. 8:20. So please think about impermanent, maybe at least this week, and just think. And what is the benefit thinking about that? What is no downside? Well, not thinking about that. No, will it ease some of the stress that I develop? Maybe not being aware. Maybe that some of the stress may be generated entirely based on this concept that I have concept that things should be like this forever. So then putting something on that is not, you know, that is the impermanence is like about, you know, making smart choice, okay? Smart choice. That's another way to put it. So, yeah, I'll stop here now. So then promise next Wednesday, I'll know. So that's the Srimi Yoga mantra. So then usually, here people want to know. There's good things, you know. So in Asia, in Tibet, you know, the mantra we just say, I never ask even one question. Learning all this mantra, I'm not saying it's bad things, ask, you know. So I just, you know, a lot of mantra I learn, I just say mantra, so I just say mantra. So now I do know the meaning of mantra, but, you know, long time ago when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, there's, you know, a lot of prayer that I say at the monastery, I have no clue what I'm saying. But he just said, I do know it's good things to do. That's all I know. It's good things to do. So that's what I do. If I know it's not good things to do, I will not do. Probably. I just know. That's all I know. It's good to know. So then, so benefit of reciting mantra, whether you understand the mantra, meaning of the mantra or not, it's not that, you know, if you understand the meaning of mantra, you get benefit. If you don't understand the mantra meaning of the mantra, then you don't get it. It is not like that. Just reciting the mantra will get benefit, okay? So, till next week, so you can, don't stop reciting. If you are doing this, this is a wonderful practice to do. Please continue. So don't stop. No, okay, so I don't know the meaning. So, a lot of, especially in the lake community in Tibet, people probably like, 80% of the people, they don't know the meaning of mantra, but they said, you know, mantra like the prayer wheel, hand prayer wheel. There's underneath that prayer wheel, there's piece of bamboo. And underneath that, there's shell, really hard. Even the modern tools, they what you call that? Drill. I try to make hole, even with the drill. It takes a long time to make just small hole. But the bamboo is like, maybe like, it depends on the size of the prayer wheel. The hollow, bamboo is hollow. The bamboo is sitting on the cone shell, that shell, hard as rock. It's in there. So then top of that bamboo, there's a prayer wheel sitting. So you go round, then that, you know, kind of bamboo goes, that makes, they move the bamboo. The bamboo is on the shell. People go through that shell, not just one time, many times. Next time when you see at Tibet and Nepal, when you go, people hear the side of the prayer wheel, that's shell. If they have 3 shells, they already went through that. Can you imagine how many times they turn? This is the bamboo is very soft. Even the drill, making from the drill, hold to their shell, it takes long time, you know. So, but the bamboos very gently going round and round and round, go through that shell. Can you imagine that? So people just do know there's something good thing to do, they just know, go round, make them happy. Not just know because they're eating something, just make them happy. So they go through the next time when you visit someone's house, if they have the whole shell, with a hole, big hole. So that means these people turn this prayer with like millions and millions of time. But if you ask them the meaning of the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, probably they say, I don't know. Or maybe probably tell you why I do or didn't know. They probably don't know. So anyway, so there is benefit, a lot of benefit. Okay. So the next witness, you know. Yeah.
你往那个路，你来这边，你往那个路，那就给他们打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完，打完， 今天提醒我们的晚上的房子被大家那么多的人家摸了，将在那抢救室马上搬去买，我们的那么，今天提醒我们的晚上的房子被大家那么多的人家摸了，将在那抢救室马上搬去买，我们的那么，抢救室就是不是马上就要进入。